gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
Headlines worth talking about.
Oh, how y'all doing? Let's see. What's in the news today?
Headlines brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. And guys, you can get twice the size engagement ring for half the price of all of those other big box stores. And every ring at Kriegel Mesh is custom made. So go in with a design in mind. Come out with a ring that's twice the size and half the price of everybody else. Only at Kriegel Mesh.
I was always told size doesn't matter.
It does.
Huh.
For your engagement ring, the women like a big ring.
Nice big one.
They do. They love it. Kriegel Mesh will get you twice the size that you were expecting for half the price.
It's always a welcome thing.
Oh, God, yes. Go in there, talk Chiefs with the guys. Very relaxed atmosphere. None of those high-pressured sales guys trying to sell you something you really don't want.
What if I like high-pressure sales tactics, Bob?
Who does?
Nobody.
Have you ever met anybody that likes a high-pressure sales tactic?
No. I mean, I met people that like black licorice. I like black licorice.
I do, too. I like those black licorice pipes. Remember the old school, like, if you go to Candy Shoppy, S-H-O-P-P-E, a Candy Shoppy.
Candy Shope.
And you get, like, the black licorice pipes, the red licorice pipes. I like those a lot.
Licorice pipes.
Yeah.
Like an actual pipe?
It's shaped like a pipe. But
like
it's
a
made
corn cob pipe?
No, it's shaped like a pipe, but it's made out of licorice. It's solid licorice.
That's news to me.
Really? You've never seen those before?
I'd like to have one of those.
They're outstanding. Go to an old-timey candy shoppy, and you'll find them. I'm sure the Square in Independence has an old-timey candy shoppy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Duff Clinton's up there. I don't know. He's selling phosphates.
Everybody likes the candy pipes. They're great. The licorice pipes, I should say. Not candy pipes. They're licorice.
Isn't that J.R. Smith?
Yes.
DMing people asking if they were looking for the pipe?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he was talking about?
I think so. The licorice one, yeah.
I am. Should I just call a candy store and tell them I'm looking for the pipe?
Yeah. You have, they have them in big glass jars, and you go and they take a handful of them, they weigh them for you, and you can buy them by the pound. It's a great thing.
Did Charlie Buckets buy these?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It's the guy from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
Remember the Candyman can?
Yeah.
Because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Do people realize, like, that movie? Never mind. Let's just move on.
Slugworth is really up to no good. Rams and Chiefs set to go this Monday. I don't know if you've heard, but they're playing a game.
I heard it's the game of the century.
I don't know about all that. I'm actually looking forward to Chiefs and Chargers more than Chiefs Rams, but whatever. We built this up so far this long, so let's just keep it going. By the way, join us at Winning Streaks this coming Monday if you want to have a fabulous place to watch a football game. Join us out there. We will have $6.10 food and drink specials. Bob will be there. Josh will be there. I'll be there. Bob's passing out free hugs all night.
Right.
It's going to be a phenomenal time. Make sure to join us at Winning Streaks.
The official watch party for the Chiefs on Monday is at Winning Streaks in North Kansas City and inside of Harrah's Casino.
Every time we're out there, somebody goes and wins some money.
I know, they do. Yeah.
And they always piss me off because it's like, just leave for 10 minutes at halftime and come back and go, I won $200. Shut up.
Tim Orman's wife, Dana, wins every time she's up there at that.
Dana's good people. Andy Reid, though, talking to the media yesterday. I don't know if you had been paying attention to anything yesterday, but there are some field conditions that are unsavory down in Mexico City. Apparently, Shakira and her dance crew just tore that thing down. So that was, a month ago?
Yes.
You know, it's hard to get grass to grow in a month. It's difficult. They've got a couple of sprinklers out there right now.
You boys like Mexico!
I don't know what's happening at the field down there, but Andy Reid.
Can they, tie a bag of grass seed around Shakira and she could spread the grass seed around?
Yeah.
I wish everyone could have seen Josh shaking his hips just then.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Facebook Live, you can.
There you go. Check it out.
Hips don't lie. Andy Reid, are you worried about those field conditions?
No, I mean, I've seen it, but I think the NFL, they're on top of it. They do a great job with all that stuff.
I bet they do, Andy, yeah. Good answer.
I'm worried about all that.
Andy Reid enlightening as
always. Andy's the best because he doesn't worry about anything.
What do you worry about, Andy?
Nothing that phases him. Like, you could say
LDL cholesterol, probably.
There's a tornado outside the complex. You were
I'm good.
You know,
we got a basement.
Those things take care of themselves. Yeah. Never worried about anything. They'll figure it out. I just show up and play the game.
Like, I don't know if you heard him talk about Pat Mahomes' girlfriend's stepfather passing away yesterday, and somebody said, "Well, he missed practice this week." And I'm sure executive airshare will take him to the funeral and back, and everything will be fine. But Andy's like, even if he does, so what? Like that didn't even faze him, right?
No big deal.
Biggest game of the year, potential Super Bowl preview. His quarterback may have to miss practice for a death in the family, and like that doesn't even faze Andy Reid. Shows you what kind of confidence he has in this kid right now, too.
He's just pretty unflappable that way.
Text line says there's an old-timey candy shop in Stanley, Kansas.
I'm sure there is.
We're 26 minutes away from it, Bob.
Yeah.
You could get there today and get us a licorice pie.
Could somebody drop off some licorice pipes on their way to work this morning? That would be outstanding.
Is that too much to ask? Text line also saying Andy doesn't even worry about the clock.
Well played. Those things will take care of themselves. Well played. Count that to zero. Whatever.
Yeah. Well played. Plenty more Chiefs and Rams all throughout the day and out of the week leading up to the biggest game of the year.
The last time we had a game of this magnitude on Monday Night Football was like December of 91 when the Giants and ironically the 49ers played on Monday Night Football. I think the Giants were 10-0 and the Niners were 10-0 at that time. And so I can't recall a Monday Night Football game pitting two teams with this kind of record against each other this late into the season.
I'm sure it happened like 4 weeks ago.
Probably. No, but not 9-1 versus 9-1. I mean, no, it couldn't have happened 4 weeks ago.
That's true. Numerically speaking, you are correct. Le'Veon Bell has to report by 3 p.m. Central Time today or he's not going to play football in 2018. I don't know if I even care anymore. I mean, I have James Conner on my fantasy team, so I kind of do. But
if he shows up today, I want it to be at 2:59.
And like, for them to be like, sorry, you were late.
Yeah, sorry, park's
like
closed.
Elvis Doomerville when he couldn't get his fax in on time.
Yeah.
And switch teams.
I want him just sauntering in at the very last minute if he shows up at all.
I think what Booger McFarland said in the game last night about Le'Veon Bell, he goes, yeah, he's leaving $14 million on the table, but he's sending a message that the Pittsburgh Steelers can franchise me, but if they're not going to commit to me long term, I'm willing to forego $14 million instead of just taking the one-year deal because they're not investing in me long term. So
amazing game of chicken.
It really is. I'm interested to see what this guy's going to get in the offseason and who's going to decide to pay him.
I mean, this also shows why like we have a real issue connecting sometimes with athletes because I couldn't imagine just being like, $14 million, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
You'll leave that on the table.
Right.
I'll go get some more money next year. Like,
I'll make it back next year.
I'm telling you what, though. Right?
I saw. I don't know if this is true, but I saw Bryce Harper allegedly turn down $300 million from the Nationals.
Yes. Yeah.
Could you imagine just going, I'm good?
Yeah.
The best part of that was his agent, you know, Scott Boras.
Right.
Said it was a nice olive branch.
$300 million olive branch.
They didn't offer any opt-outs.
He wants 400.
And, you know.
Is that what he wants, is olive?
Yeah.
I'm confused now.
With Le'Veon Bell, though, I think I don't know that he's necessarily helping the greater good here, especially at that running back position, because what he's proven this year, I mean, why would you pay a running back? And I'm talking about Kareem Hunt, too. See ya. At the end of his deal, see ya.
James Conner is doing just fine.
James Conner's fine, man. You can find guys in the draft, as evidenced here in Kansas City, you know?
On a better pace than Le'Veon Bell was last year.
Yeah, I mean, these guys that think they're these all-world running backs have this realization that you're a dime a dozen, man. Your position is a dime a dozen in the NFL.
Just going to break up with you and find a better-looking guy in a day and a half. That's going to suck. Hugh Jackson. Yeah, that Hugh Jackson, former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson, he's on his way to Cincinnati. Not for the Skyline Chili. He will be there joining Marvin Lewis's staff. They play the Browns twice this year, so for some reason the Bengals think it's real important to get the intel on the Browns.
If you're Hugh Jackson, why don't you just take the rest of the year off and count your buyouts?
Because guys can't stay coaching.
I mean, it's not like you're going to coach with the Chiefs or the Patriots. You're going to the Bengals. And I understand he was there. I get all that. But you're going to the Bengals, man. You're going to Cincinnati.
Well, you got
to
win that Governor's Cup.
I guess. I mean, is there really that much, like, revenge on your mind that you want to go out there and beat the Browns and run across the field and shake hands with your former team?
I mean, the Bengals got shellacked by the Saints the other day. They look completely broken after the Chiefs. The Steelers are finally starting to play like the Steelers. What are you battling for? It's like a pillow fight for third place. You bring Hugh Jackson up there.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
You like it, though, Josh. You think it's a good idea.
I just think it's great because you're in-state rivals or whatever, you know, right? You're battling for Ohio. You hire their former coach like a few weeks after he was fired because you face him twice. I think it's hilarious. I don't know why Hugh Jackson's doing it. Just you can decompress. It's okay. You have a stressful job. You're getting paid for it for the remainder of the year at least. I don't know. He's probably got more than that on his contract.
Stressful job.
You can go ahead and shut her down for a little while. You don't have to coach. Those people go have to coach.
Right.
Twitter was full of jokes last night, though.
It's only stressful because they make it stressful. You're coaching football, bro. You're not solving the world's issues here.
I mean, Hugh Jackson did guide the Browns to like 35 losses.
Got fired in the middle of his best season ever?
He had 3 wins in his whole time. College buckets last night for you. K-State 64-56 winners over something called a Denver Pioneer. Barry Brown, a team-high 25. Dean Wade, a double-double. 12 points, 16 boards in that one for the Cats.
They haven't put up a lot of offense yet. They played pretty good defense in their first 2 games thus far, but not a lot of O yet. They're not gelling much offensively, but doing a good job turning people over thus far and scoring points in transition, and they'll get their offense going.
There's a hint of Bill Self in your voice there when you said pretty good. It was interesting. KU also in action last night. Speaking of William Self, 84-68 winners over the powerhouse known as the Catamounts of Vermont.
Gerald was he was hot. I mean, but that's fool's gold. Why? Yeah, shoot early. Can't rely on making shots.
Well, Gerald Vick led the way, 32 points.
Bill Self hates when you make shots early this season. You know that.
Udoka Azubuike.
Can't make shots early.
Are we going to have to go through the timeline of Kansas basketball again
pretty
this
much.
Year?
Doak got a double-double, 23 points, 11 rebounds. I think we're going to start the clock now. What do we
ball
got?
Ball sticky.
We got about a week and a half until Bill Self calls his team soft, right?
No, that's usually January. That's January, right around conference play.
A little bit later.
You're jumping the gun on this
guys,
one.
Yeah, I get a little excited sometimes.
The team
about that.
Gets called soft about early to mid-January. They'll have a loss. The fan base will freak out in February. Then they'll have another loss. They'll blame the refs, but say it's good to get the loss out of the system before the tournament starts. Somebody will be in a walking boot the week of the Big 12 championship in Kansas City. He will sit out. They will end up losing on Saturday, the final day of the Big 12 championship, or Friday.
Got
they want to play
out of the
Saturday.
System, though.
Got that final loss out of the system. Plus, you get the extra day of rest because of said player in walking boot, and then that player will be ready to go for the tournament beginning that following Thursday in Tulsa. Did I get all that right?
Yeah, that sounds about
in
right.
In a nutshell.
That's right. Monday Night Football. That went to the Gigantes, 27-23 over the 49ers. The only thing I have to take away from this is I don't know if Nick Mullins is any good, but he's a lot of fun to watch.
He is, yeah, right?
That's all I really have for that.
He is. And they were talking more Chiefs in that game and Rams than they were talking Giants and 49ers. And there was nobody at that game yesterday.
So there were a lot of people that had no idea that there was a Monday Night Football game going on. Some people had no idea College Buckets was happening.
Right.
I had no idea. Full transparency here. Did you know baseball was giving out awards last night?
Apparently so.
Apparently.
I saw it. Yeah, headline,
apparently they
yeah.
gave out the Rookie of the Year in the American League and National League. Shohei Ohtani. Named the AL Rookie of the Year. He took 25 of the 30 first place votes. Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. named the NL Rookie of the Year.
And this morning in New York sports radio, they will be complaining that the Yankees got screwed in the Rookie of the Year voting. I promise you they will be.
Oh, of course they are. The way it works. I was giving you that.
I can't see. There's a glare.
Oh.
That's it.
Do the thing, Bob.
There it is. Headlines brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. Get twice the size engagement ring for half the price of all of those big box stores only at Kriegel Mesh.
Move over. Move over, Lenny D. The Chiefs numbers you need to know. Come your way next. Back in. It is Fesco in the morning on a Tuesday, 7:15. We give you the numbers you need to know involving the Chiefs. Fesco, lots of numbers.
Yes,
to go over
are.
Today.
There's a ton of numbers to go over with this football team to put in perspective, really, on where they are right now as a team. We know 9-1 is the record. They're in first place in the AFC, essentially with a two-game lead over basically everybody right now because you got the head-to-head against Pittsburgh. So continue to win, continue to hold on to that home field advantage, and make January a special month here in Kansas City. But let's get going, Josh. The first number is one. Number one.
It's the loneliest number.
It is the loneliest number, yes.
I can't go with that as my answer?
No. God, oh. No. You cannot go
with that. I've heard two can be as bad as one.
It could be, but it's not. It's the loneliest number since the number one, but it's still not the loneliest number. Because two, at least you have somebody to tango with, because it takes two to tango.
I can't go with that. I'll go with seed. If the playoffs were to start today.
That's a good one as well. But no, Patrick Mahomes now number one in Chiefs history when it comes to touchdown passes in a season. The fact that that record lasted since 1964 is more of an indictment on this entire franchise and what they've done at that quarterback position. But nonetheless, with six games to go, Mahomes is on pace to push that 50 touchdown mark before this is all said and done.
It's number that's ridiculous. It's Balboni like, and it hadn't been talked about until this year. It's Balboni like, though. We never started a season going, boy, I wonder if somebody could pass Lenny D for season touchdown passes. We probably should have. That's a long time ago, and football's gone through so much offense.
Mm-hmm.
That it should have been a number we blasted through a long time ago.
Did you know what that number was, though, coming into this?
No.
Did you have any idea what the all-time touchdown record was in Chiefs history?
No.
But you knew Balboni.
Yes.
Like, you knew that. Like, it was nobody's business.
I feel like baseball, I don't know, baseball's been more beholden to records.
Yes.
But still.
But you knew franchise, that 36 number was Balboni.
In franchise history, yeah. In franchise history, though, you should have more touchdown passes than Lenny Dawson. I'm sorry, in a season. Football's different now.
And after
it's,
Len...
It's televised. They're not... All these things that have gone on, there should be a guy that's thrown a bunch of touchdown passes, and you go, oh, yeah, there was that one year by Matt Castle, whatever.
Right. I don't think we could build it up like...
A random year.
I don't think we could build it up like it happens all the time, because only three guys passed for more than 30 last year. Was it 2016? Five guys did it in 2016. I can go back to 2015 as well, but... The point is like, it doesn't happen all the time for every team. There's always, you know, three, four, five guys that are going to do it, though. But I'm with you. Like, for the fact that it's been this damn long.
Right. Crazy.
For no one to get close to, what was it, 27 by Matt Castle was the closest? Or
27-7 that year, right? Yeah.
And Alex Smith had a 26 last year, right? Something like that? From that ballpark?
Yeah, 26. I think so. Yeah.
So, I mean, he got close. It was nice. That 30 plateau, it's not... It's not impossible to break.
54 years.
But it's possible.
It's right. Exactly. It's not impossible to break that barrier, but it just doesn't happen all the time. I mean.
That's a fair point, Ryan.
Last year, 29 teams didn't go over 30.
That's a fair point, Ryan. No, that's a fair point. Len Dawson also did it in 14 games in an era where you didn't throw the football. All that
this is 100% fact.
Yeah, so 54 years that record stood here in Kansas City. Number 56. That's the next number. 56.
Ben Neiman's number.
It is Ben Neiman's number. And that, for a moment, got me excited when I saw him playing on Sunday. I thought maybe Derek Johnson had re-signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. There are certain numbers that should never be worn again. Your 56s, your 58s, your 88s, your 68, your 15s, just to name a few. Derek Johnson is the all-time leading tackler in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Just going to blow by the fact that he put 15 on that list?
No, I just.
Do you think anybody will ever wear 15 again in Kansas City Chiefs history?
Yeah, likely.
I doubt it. Well, I mean, the way they pass out numbers. I mean, 56. At least let Derek Johnson be forgotten
about.
There's
just got to be a little
numbers.
Bit of breathing room.
Was it Ross Travis that had 88 on?
Yeah. There's got to be some breathing room, okay? When Derek Johnson stops playing.
Right.
Right? I think you realize all-time franchise history and tackle. He's going to be in the ring of honor. All
sure,
those things.
Right.
Just don't hand out the jersey. It's like, it's not retired yet officially. I get it. But don't hand it out.
Right. Don't be passing that thing out.
You don't
man.
Give that out the season after he's gone.
It's right. Just,
maybe I'm alone in this thought. And look, I know DJ's your favorite Chief of all time. I think you really got to do more than what Derek Johnson did to get your number retired in the NFL.
It's not the NFL. It's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's totally different.
And, well, what I'm saying is by the Chiefs as well, because in the NFL, numbers are specific to the position. There's a finite amount of numbers. I mean, you can't just go retiring them all.
Look, I don't have an issue bring, or the Yankees have, I don't have an issue giving him the number 56 to somebody. But not 10 seconds after the guy steps out of the
There was
the
somebody literally taking the stitching off and then putting the stitching. I mean, in one fell swoop, they took the extra DJ jerseys in the locker
room. Everybody's okay with the Marcus Robinson rocking the 11.
Who was number 11?
Alex Smith?
He's not one of the franchise greats.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, okay?
What do you think Alex Smith? Are you being serious?
You think Alex Smith's going to the Ring of Honor?
It's your third best quarterback you've ever had here.
That's more of an indictment on the franchise. That Alex Smith isn't going in the Ring of Honor.
DJ.
Smith will be a footnote.
Tony Gonzalez. Will Shields.
Yeah.
There are obvious numbers. You're like, okay, hold on. Let's let it breathe for a moment.
Yeah.
And not hand it out to the next guy that walks in, like, I guess next just, man up.
To me, like, there's not that same sentimentality in football. It permeates. I mean, you see it all the time. You're seeing it right now with Le'Veon Bell. Like, that's the way that they treat players, and I think the numbers need to be treated the same way as the players.
And I think that is a fair point to bring up, Ryan. That is the mentality of football. Well, you're gone, so here's the jersey to the next guy.
Doesn't
we don't
have
care
to be
what
if you're
do.
A smart franchise.
Next man up. Next man up.
75.
We don't need duct taped over DJ jerseys with a Neiman on the back.
No, we just don't. We really don't. 75 is the next number.
75?
Yeah.
Mahomes' touchdown pace.
No, I wish, right? Completion percentage that he had on Sunday, though. Mahomes completed 75% of his passes on Sunday. People will look at the two TDs and 249 yards and think it was just kind of a meh game, like when you see somebody else's baby, like, eh. Chiefs quarterback 75% completion percentage, though, is significant. It marks the fourth straight game where he's completed over 70% of his passes, and over the last 3 weeks, he's gotten better each time. 70% against Denver, 71% against Cleveland, now 75% against Arizona. What this tells me, kid's getting better as the season goes along. Be scared, NFL. Be very, very scared. Number nine.
Number of field goals Butker kicked the other day.
No.
Oh.
Number of touchdowns Tyreek Hill now has on the year. That's a personal record with the two he had on Sunday. Hill now has 25 offensive touchdowns in less than 3 years in Kansas City.
Pretty impressive.
Number two.
Average number of times Colquitt has punted this season.
No, that is the number of games the Chiefs have in the lead over the New England Patriots for the best record in the AFC. Technically, Pittsburgh is now the 2 seed. I get that. But Kansas City now has a 2-game lead over New England. If it holds, Kansas City would only have to face either the Steelers or the Patriots to advance to the Super Bowl, and the road to Atlanta will go through Arrowhead.
Now, that's where the Chargers thing does come up.
Sure.
Got to win the division first.
Right.
To have all those other things happen because the Chargers, we're only 2 losses, but because you're not leading your division,
right.
you get stacked lower.
The 5 seed.
It could be, that'd be the worst thing in the world to drop from 1 to 5.
Right. If you don't win the division, you go from a 1 seed with home field advantage throughout the playoffs to the 5 seed, and you're going on the road.
Yeah. Big difference. So that's why that game will be huge later.
Yep. That is it. You can check it out at 610sports.com.
Yep, go to 610sports.com. Check out the blog. The numbers you need to know involving the Chiefs this week. The other shoe is sometimes just the second shoe. We'll explain next. Question, but I know the answer.
What's the question?
Are there still Chiefs fans waiting for the other shoe to drop?
Oh, God, yes, there are.
We got one yesterday.
Yes, we did, baby.
Part of time's yours.
We got a live one.
Caller Steve. He's not alone. I realize that.
How big a percentage do you think this is, though, of Chiefs fans?
I think vocally, it's probably around 30%. I think there's a lot of us that silently were like, oh, it's something bad's going to happen.
What do you think? bad could happen. Like, I'm concerned about this game in Mexico City based
on
the
field. I'm not concerned
about
the regular season at all.
Oh,
I've seen a great Chiefs team throughout the season before. I watched the 2003.
Are you concerned not getting home field, though?
Let me talk to me a week from today.
Oh, yeah, because of all that Arrowhead magic in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
We've seen this defense this year. I'm talking about this year because that's all that matters is this year.
This year,
we got to
right.
keep
yeah.
remembering
yeah.
that.
That's true.
This
Josh.
Year,
has
the Chiefs defense played better at home? Much we talked
better.
About it yesterday.
Yeah,
much better.
Much better at home.
So
yeah.
I'm, and did any Chiefs team before this one have Patrick Mahomes as their starting quarterback?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm good. I think this particular team could benefit greatly from playing at home.
I think you're right about that. Like, I feel really good about going to Atlanta with home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Going on the road, it's a little more difficult, no matter where you have to go. You got to travel. You got to go there. You got to play in their stadium in front of their fans. I mean, so, yeah, it's difficult. I think this team needs home field advantage throughout the postseason this year. I think that to me is a needed thing. It's not a want for me. It's a need for this football
team.
Does
that give this team the best opportunity to win? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not in the other shoe to drop. This team is a totally different team. I know. We've all lived through the nightmares that are and some just bad playoff games. And last year's game sucked, okay?
Yeah.
I get it. My reason for optimism is Patrick Mahomes, first
sure.
and foremost. And two, the fans making their impact on this particular Chiefs defense. I think it can work. I think that combination is a good thing. And I don't want to go to Foxborough, and I don't want to go to Heinz. So I want to win the whole freaking thing.
Right.
And so do that by getting home field advantage.
Right. And I want our fans to be a part of it, too, because the difference between, you know, football and baseball or basketball or hockey or one of those things, your main championship game, the Super Bowl, is not played in your stadium. So it's not like you can have that home field advantage and everybody can experience that game or that series here in Kansas City. You have to travel, obviously, somewhere. So to have that home field advantage leading up to the Super Bowl is very imperative to let the fans enjoy that moment, because as much as Andy Reid deserves a Super Bowl, Chiefs fans deserve a Super Bowl more than Andy Reid does. I mean, Kansas City deserves a Super Bowl more than Andy Reid does or anybody on that team right now, because it has been 50 years, roughly, since we've last been to a Super Bowl, and there's been a lot of long-suffering Chiefs fans that have endured bad playoff losses, bad regular seasons, Scott Pioli. Like, there's so many things that Chiefs fans had to put up with. There's not a more deserving fan base of getting to a Super Bowl than right here in Kansas City, and not a fan base that deserves it more than what we're seeing right here in Kansas City. So I want those home games for the fans more than I want it, you know, for the players and the ability to get to the Super Bowl. I want our fans to experience it, because I know what it was like for everybody to experience the Royals run and how that was and exciting that was. And to have two of those games here in Kansas City, I think would mean the world to this town.
Yeah, I absolutely would. I do think it would benefit the team to play as well.
Sure. Right? Yeah, it would. I'm looking from a fan standpoint, going, hey, let's have those games here so we get some fun out of this.
And I think people were pointing to the last 3 9-1 starts for the in Chiefs history.
They were talking about it on NFL Network yesterday. The last three times the Chiefs have started 9-1, what has happened? Well, the Andy Reid first year, we saw the major collapse out in Indianapolis. We saw the 2003 team start 9-1, and what happened? They ended up losing, you know, that football game because of a Priest Holmes fumble in a no-punt game. And then I think it was back in 95. I think the Lynn Elliott season started 91 or 9-1. If I'm not mistaken, it was either there 95 or 97, where they started 9-1 and lost in the playoffs in excruciating pain, whether it was the Lynn Elliott year or John Elway or whatever it was. It was a bad postseason loss. Now, the fourth time that the Chiefs started 9-1 was back in 1964 or 68, whatever it was, they went to the Super Bowl that year. Okay, it was either Super Bowl I or Super Bowl IV, one or the other. They started 9-1 that season as well and had good results come from it. So if you want to go back in the Wayback Machine, 9-1 really isn't a death nail for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I know a lot of people are looking at this right now and going, when is the other shoe going to drop? Because for 50 years, the other shoe has always fallen off the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and we had one yesterday. Part of the Time's Yours segment, caller Steve, was a bit of a downer.
I'd love to be all flowers and roses, but, you know, this is, they're finding a blueprint. They're finding a blueprint on how to beat us. It's just like last year with the Steelers. They're finding the little things that's going to keep them in the game, to run the clock, to use the offensive line, that they can't protect anyone. So don't get your hopes up. I mean, don't get your hopes up too high, because it looks like they're refining.
You must be a ball of fun at a party, man. You're the guy that brings the fruitcake, right?
I'm just. I don't want Fesco. I wish I had your childlike 10-year-old innocence.
You know what? You sound like my father-in-law now, because he said that at my wedding. I mean, were you at? Who is this?
My
father-in-law said that at my wedding. He goes, the childlike innocence of this guy. I'm like, yeah, it is. But they're 9-1.
God bless you, Bob. But I mean, you know where this is headed. You know where this is headed.
Yeah, to Atlanta.
Lynn Elliott kicking field goals. And, you know, I mean,
did you ever have Patrick Mahomes? Did you ever have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes in any of those teams that let you down?
Well, they did have Montana.
He's not getting protected. We just beat a 2-6 football team, 26-13.
That happens every week. Look around the NFL. You're spoiled. Look around the NFL.
Well, yeah.
The Rams beat a 4-5 or 4-4 Seattle team yesterday by 5 at home. That happens all the time. All the time, Steve.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Steve. My favorite, Steve. You don't have to be in that mode. You know, it doesn't have to be. I point out flaws with this team. I'm just saying none of that matters. None of the playoff heartbreak you've experienced. Hell, going to that locker room, 95% of those guys don't even know it.
Right.
I don't know any of that history.
Maybe Colquitt has a little bit of a grasp of history because he's been here so long, you know?
It's told to him at a meeting.
It's not even told to them in a meeting. Nobody's talking about that.
If anything, you've learned history because someone told them about it.
Yeah.
Not because they've experienced it. It doesn't matter to this team. And that this team has Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. which is a vast difference. The quarterback position, you've talked about how quarterbacks can't win you games. You have a quarterback that can win you a game.
Right.
Okay? You have that. You finally have that. A quarterback that can win a game for you.
Correct.
You have a defense that's getting better.
Correct.
The defense that suddenly, if you paid attention to numbers, right? The numbers
are insane.
What's their scoring now?
They're giving up 17 points a game over the last four weeks.
Which puts them where?
Which puts them at 16. We're average.
Okay.
Which is what we said all year long.
Get to average.
And we're here.
Good. One of the top sack teams in the NFL.
Second in the NFL in sacks.
The Chiefs are, yes. The Chiefs are getting the quarterback and are limiting people in points.
The Chiefs right now have a top five tackler, a top five sacker, and a top five interceptor on their defense to go along with a top five passer, top five rusher, top five receiver on the offensive side of things. And these are based on stats. These are not just me saying whether or not guys are top five. These are based on stats. A top five tackler, a top five sacker, and a top five interceptor on their defense right now. Who would have thought that this defense would have that? And over the last 4 weeks, they're giving up 17 points per game, down from almost 29 points per game through the first six games of the season. They've improved their defensive scoring by almost 2 touchdowns over the last month of the season per game than they were doing in the first 6 games of the season.
And we can acknowledge that the first part of the schedule was the most difficult part.
Was the most difficult part of the schedule, right. Now, granted, they have faced a bunch of schmoes at quarterback recently, and we're getting back into Jared Goff and some of these other guys.
That does help the numbers.
Sure, it does. But still, you play the guys that are on your schedule. You take advantage of the weak guys that are out there right now, and the Chiefs have been doing that. And don't you think as they've been going out there and playing better football, they're developing that confidence right now? Don't you think this defense has a lot of confidence right now? I do. I think this defense has a lot of confidence right now, and they finally reached that line of demarcation of average in giving up points, and that's where we wanted them to be at the beginning of the season, and they're here. They have shown marked improvement from game one to game 10. I mean, they've grown a lot over the last 10 weeks.
I think that there's reason for optimism.
I think so, too.
And it's okay to be optimistic.
Right.
It's not guaranteed. I can't guarantee you anything.
No, God, no.
I know. I feel like some of the other shoe people
want
Adidas. Guarantees.
Yeah, well, Adidas wanted them, and they didn't get them, and that's why they're in court.
They want guarantees. There are no guarantees, especially when you still have New England and Pittsburgh
mm-hmm.
still playing. I won't say in their prime, but in their window.
Right.
In their window of winning. You still have to beat.
Correct.
One of those teams. You still, same thing we were talking about 3 years ago, right? Got to beat Pittsburgh. Got to beat New England. Those teams are still standing.
Right.
Still got to beat those teams. But you're in the race.
I know New England lost, and it's like a national holiday, and everybody needs the day off to recover after the New England loss, and it's terrible right now.
They'll be back.
They'll be back.
So nothing's guaranteed, but, man, man, there's plenty of reason to be optimistic this team can make a playoff run. Nobody wants to deal with the Mexican turf monster. You've heard the lore of that, right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Next.
Yeah. El Chupacabra?
Fesco in the morning.
Continue to scan for aerial photos of the stadium in Mexico City.
Do you find any?
Where sprinklers were on earlier. Two sprinklers. I saw literally had, not the whole field, just it had two separate, probably the one that goes.
Oh, kind of like the dance I do with the kids on Friday night.
Yeah, that one.
Water. So are you still busting out the sprinkler?
I do the sprinkler.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
That is a go-to. That's good. I like the grocery cart.
I call that the lawnmower when I pull the cord on that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or you can do the grocery cart where you're pushing and grabbing off the shelf.
Off the shelf. I do actually have a turf expert. Our guy Jason Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
At Lawn Coach on
Twitter.
At Lawn
Coach, yeah, yes.
So the problem with the turf is they're going to have to lay the turf too late. Nothing will root down. The field is the same as the Lambeau artificial and real turf, and the forecast is calling for the rain for the next 3 days in Mexico City. So you won't have enough time to actually have any roots take hold. The natural grass won't be part of it, and you'll get barren parts between that and the artificial.
So what's he saying?
That you're screwed. There's nothing you can do. It's too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
Why did it take a month for them to realize? There's an old Lewis Black stand-up routine.
You ever been to a Shakira concert? It takes a while to recover.
And I have not. There's an old Lewis Black stand-up routine who's talking about the FAA, and he says, on July 22nd, okay, the date's important. On July 22nd, the FAA sends out a release that traveling this summer is going to be difficult. On July 22nd. And he goes,
so the middle of summer.
A month has passed! So that's where I'm going with this one. On November 12th, the Stadium Azteca folks call up to the NFL and they're like, got a little problem with the grass here. We had the Shakira concert. Oh, last night? Well, a while back. Oh, yeah, when was that Shakira concert? Well, it was October 11th. You waited a month?
I threw down some fertilizer.
You waited a month to notify us that this is a colossal failure of a field now?
Bob, let's be honest here. Like right now I'm having some issues with my garage door opener. I ordered the part to fix the garage door opener.
Okay, I understand that.
I ordered it like 2 months ago. Okay? Now
2 months.
Now my wife's like, hey, it's snowy outside. I would like to She would like to be able to pull into the garage to leave her car there. Unfortunately, she can't do that because the door opener is not fixed because I've been procrastinating for 2 months. So I understand what the Stadium Azteca people are going through.
I understand. You're dealing with your wife. They're dealing with world-class athletes. It's the same.
It's the exact same thing.
But it is. In your world, your wife is a world-class athlete in the NFL standards. Like
100%.
If you're hosting one of these games on the international level, you want more of these games. You better make sure everything is up to standard. And that includes the field surface where these guys are going to be playing. And I know the NFL is going to decide today, but if they don't move this game back to Los Angeles, then they don't care about player safety. They're only out for the money. And God forbid one of the star players on either team blows a knee because the field is messed up.
You know why you got to put that out there?
Because that's what could happen. What if Patrick Mahomes or Todd Gurley or Aaron Donald or D Ford?
They match your mouth on this.
What happens if one of these guys blows a knee and they can't play the rest of the year because of the turf down in Mexico? Because the NFL cares so much about money than anything else that they're willing to risk injury to not the Giants and the 49ers.
Not anybody, really.
But we're talking about the two best teams in the NFL right now. If they don't move this game back to Los Angeles, they're telling you player
safety doesn't
matter.
You just swap out the crappy game of the weekend and put that down there, and then the Chiefs and Rams go play at the other team's stadium because they're good?
No. But don't put any game down there.
I would agree.
There should be no game down there.
If the stadium looks like it does.
But this is featuring your two premier teams.
In the pictures that were circulating yesterday, there's no reason to be playing on that field. And there's nothing that says, oh, well, it'll be fine by Monday, other than some paint and masking over what's the problem.
Some magic grass, man. Like Toma's going to go down there and just grow turf?
It looks terrible. It looks awful.
I just don't think for the safety of the players, they should be participating in this game next Monday night down in Mexico City. I mean, look at the field, guys. It's a terrible, terrible wasteland. Now, obviously, as we talked about earlier in the show, you got the air quality issues that are going on in Los Angeles, and that's why I suggest just move the game to St. Louis. That was the Rams' home for 20 years, by getting their stadium issues worked out in L.A. St. Louis could have the game. Get Governor Parson on the phone. Let's see if we can make this happen. Yeah.
Andy Reid says
bother him right now.
PFAT's on top of it. PFAT's all over this.
No, I mean, I've seen it, but I think the NFL, they're on top of it. They do a great job with all that stuff, so I'm not really worried about all that.
Yeah, he'll just go play when they tell him to play, so he's not.
Has there ever been an answer that Andy Reid needed to give that he didn't just trail off at the end?
Yeah, well, that's how he stops. You know, the thought is over, and there's no really period at the end of the sentence. You just kind of trail off and call it good.
Andy Reid seems like somebody that falls asleep in a recliner on a regular basis.
He just nothing faces him, so he's just going to show up wherever they want to show up.
Right.
But this again, if these the pictures which we've seen, and again, you never know, but it looks just like it's a complete mess. That it's not going to be just patch a little spot here, patch a little spot. Looks like the whole field needs redone.
Yeah, it's not. It's
you're
going
to do
spot.
That by Monday.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to be up to the standards that are needed to host, you know, an NFL game.
But my belief is they'll still do it.
Of course they will, because they want the money. Okay. Yeah, there's no chance of moving this game.
I don't think they're
Mexico
moving the game.
City. No, of course not, Josh. They're going to go down there and they're going to lie to all of us, and they're going to say this playing surface is fine.
We'll get it just fine by Monday.
No, you won't.
No. Not from what it looks like.
I mean, you had a month from when the Shakira concert ended to where we are today, and literally nothing has been done. You just wake up on a Monday and go, well, we better get to work
on
that.
It's like every group project I ever did in college.
You wait until the last minute.
Yeah.
They're just going to pull an all-nighter on Sunday, and it's going to be fine for next Monday.
But there's a difference.
It takes a month and a half to happen. In 3 days.
But you can do that with paper mache. We're talking about growing grass here. There's
a German paper mache grass.
There's a germination period here that you need to have. I mean, the seed just doesn't sprout overnight. Okay.
Maybe they're going to bring in sod.
Yeah, but you know how long it takes sod to solidify and grab the roots?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, not 6 days. I can tell you that right
I
now.
I thought you just put it down and you pushed on it a little bit. And you got to make sure the seam was good. And it was growing.
Problem here.
That's it. This is a mess. The Chiefs are very balanced, and not just on offense, and a defensive
6 weeks,
stat,
according to Wikipedia.
And a defensive stat that should make you cheer. Next.
Fesco in the morning.